It's difficult to miss Stan Patera at St. Francis Hospital in Roslyn. He is the tall, grandfatherly gentleman with kind eyes, wearing two different sneakers and two different socks.
And I wear a bow tie, just to be a little bit different.
78-year-old Patera is a hospital volunteer. His association with St. Francis started as a patient. He nearly died from aneurysms.
Then the next thing I know, I am floating out into space, pitch black. Have you ever seen black so beautiful?
He says his near-death experience also involved a visitation from a woman.
She said, "You had work to do."
When the woman disappeared, he turned to his wife.
I said, "Marianne, where is that woman that was just in my room? You were dreaming. There was no woman in your room."
About a year later, Stan Patera returned to St. Francis Hospital looking for a job.
Stan walked into my office with a pair of shorts on and told me that he wanted to be the head of the hospital. And I laughed at him.
Head of Volunteer Services Kimberly Arlotta convinced him to work pro bono.
People would stop by my office to say, "The new guy, Stan, is the best." So we have nicknamed him Stan the Man.
Patera does whatever is needed. He discharges patients, delivers flowers, escorts people, gives directions.
I don't want them to feel that they're alone, that there is someone here to help them out.
He hands out stuffed animal keychains to children and tiny silver elephant good luck charms to adults.
I feel good by doing it, and I can't wait for tomorrow to come. I go to bed early. You know why I go to bed early? Because this way I'll wake up in the morning to come here.
Stan Patera is paid with kisses and hugs. He says he is the richest volunteer in the world.
I got a bank account big than Donald Trump and Rockefeller's combined.
In Roslyn, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.